Okay, we continue in the Mesillas Yesharim with the commentary of the Bilvavi. We're on page Kuf Nun Aleph under this, the diamonds. We're talking about the fifth step in the process of developing into the Jew one should be. And the last one is to do all the mitzvahs with all their details. And he was explaining, the Tzaddik was explaining that the point being, you can't just take care of the midos and everything if the earth, so to speak, isn't proper. What you're trying to develop is also the human body is what contains everything. So that's got to be dealt with as well. And that's dealt with through the physical activity of the mitzvahs. So let's continue at the bottom there. If a person doesn't do mitzvahs, what if he says, I'm a very good person, I'm working on my midos, I do everything for the sake of Hashem, but I don't do any mitzvahs. So what is lacking? So Nasber Ksos Ksas Ba'imak. Let's look at this a little bit in depth. Person has 248 principal organs and 365 sinews. His entire body is made up of 613 aspects. That's what they're called. Parallel to that, there are 613 mitzvahs. Mitzvahs miloshen safta. Mitzvahs is from expression of safta, of connecting. Safta lo haruchani, connecting to the spiritual light. Safta lein sof baruchu. After that, it's connection to the never-ending infinite God. Dveikus ha'adam b'boru, connecting to Hashem, cleaving to Hashem. That is what these mitzvahs represent. So let's explain. Nisbar, this has been explained. Sha'adam sharach shilo or panimi, b'kdeish yuchal lidavik b'boru b'achtos panimis im tar kavana. A person needs to, has to have an inner light, spiritual content, in order that he should be able to cling to his Creator with an inner unity with purity of intent. That's what we've been explaining all along. Ulam adam shikach lamashal mayim nikim v'yasim osom b'kosmim l'chloches may yikro l'mayim. What if you take clean water and put it into a dirty vessel, dirty cup? What's going to happen to the water? Yislachachlu, it's going to get dirty. V'yazir shaviyod mayim v'od pa mishpachlo. It's not going to help to spill out the old water and pour some new water into the cup. Until you remove the dirt out of the cup, it's not going to help. The water constantly sinks into the water, the dirt sinks into the water. And again, it makes the new water dirty. Until you clean that cup, you're never going to get any clean water there. Next page, Kufnum Beis. Question is, Ein adam yachal agi lakach. Eich adam yachal agi lakach. Shielo yira ava tikkun amidas ava ushlemas aleif. How is a person going to reach the state where he has the four above mentioned qualities the Torah mentions? Fear, love, repairing one's midos, and purity and completion of the heart, purity of intent. How is that going to happen? Meaning to say, it's going to be a problem with the inner limbs, the intention of the heart, the intentions of the brain. But these 613, that the heart and the mind, they are very much influenced by the other body parts that in general are found in the person. Im shari varei adam betalich shel hizdachachus. If all the other body parts are on a pathway of purification, then gam hamoach v'lev mizdachachim. So then the heart and the mind will become purified. Nitein dugma. Let's give an example. Adam shara'ov, a person who ra'ev that is hungry. Tchushas hara'ov b'pashtus einena megia mehalev minakudas harotzim. The fact that a person is hungry, the reaction of hunger on a simple level Where's it coming from? It's not coming from the heart. It's not coming from your desires that you're hungry. The hunger is coming from the stomach. He comes because he has a natural human function. Hakeva reka, the stomach is empty. Ha'adam niya ra'ev, the person becomes hungry. It's a natural reaction. The person's hungry when there's no food in the stomach. Va'az, then, who wrote Selecho? Then he wants to eat. Now the heart is getting involved. I really am hungry. I really want to eat something. I need to eat something. I have feelings now that I have to eat. I mean, generally speaking, right? So now what happens? So, nimtza shechoser machol gufani mashpi al rason asof. It comes out that the deficiency of food, physical food, has influenced your desires. In other words, when in the middle of the day, when you're well satiated, you have no yearning and no desire to eat any food. I mean, society is trying to change that. Society is trying to make you want to eat even if you're not hungry. But generally speaking, a person really, really wanting to eat, you're not born wanting to eat. What happens is when the stomach gets empty, then there's a real pang of hunger. And now you want to be able to take care of yourself and you want the pain to go away, the uncomfortable feeling to go away. So now you emotionally got connected to this, your heart got connected to this, and you want to eat. So now, we'll look out there for Yevshel Levatel Saratzon Shebelev Lachila. Now you can't stop. Okay, stop. I should stop wanting this. It's something I shouldn't have. No, you can't stop the wanting. The wanting is there because it's real. It's coming from a stomach that's growling and hungry. Ki ratzon zeh ein shorash v'lev. The problem is, the ratzon here isn't the desires of the heart. Elo be'ivar mechem. It's dependent, it's coming from other body parts that you have no control over. So what do we have? We have a situation here where a person is, his heart really wants something. It wasn't because you developed this wanting. It's something that came from a different organ of the body. And the feeling now is one of hunger, which automatically causes a desire that I want to stop that hunger. I stop that hunger by eating food. So I want to eat food. And we can't say, you know, if you would just stop thinking about it, you wouldn't want it anymore. Now, I haven't eaten 2 days now. Okay, I'm really hungry. Right? Well, you know, you should change your attitude. I don't like your attitude lately. You're always wanting things. I haven't eaten in 2 days. What do you want from me? I have to eat. Right? So that's an example of what our wanting, our inner self, is based on another part of the body. And we have no control over that. Okay, now that's reasonable. There's nothing wrong with that. But we're just showing how your heart, how your emotions, how your feelings, how your wantings can be dictated by other parts of your body. So now, im ha'adam lo zikech es ha'ritzonos shel tavas achila. If a person does not purify the desires for the taiva to eat, lo yitachen shi'zaker l'tahar es alev. He'll never merit to purify his heart. Right? Now, there is eating, there's hungers for eating, there's hunger for food that you have to have, there's hungers for food that you don't have to have. You know, 8:30 at night, after you've had a full supper at 6 o'clock, you're sitting yourself in front of a TV watching a movie, and all of a sudden you're looking for some popcorn. I'm going to ask the person, are you really hungry? No, you're a baltaiva. Whoa, baltaiva is something else. Baltaiva means even if I'm not hungry, I'm hungry. At that point, your stomach is not sending messages, I have to eat. Right? But still, the body is somewhere in that body. You're sending messages that I want to eat. Because the body now is becoming a little monster. The body now is hungry even when it shouldn't be hungry. That already is something that's not a natural thing. It's something that has developed, as it were, within the other organs of the body that want these things. So now how are you going to be able to, if you're a Baal Taiva, how are you going to have a purity of heart? Continuing, the ketzad be'emes yochalot al zakech es tavas achila. So how can a person really purify that lusting, that desire for eating beyond? So shibud lahedei rak al tavas achila. Do you think that your enslavement to your taiva is only for eating? Yeah, sure, that's not so. So what's going on? So im humekayim es tariyeg hamitzvos hamasios b'pol. If you do actively the 613 mitzvahs Hashem asks you to do, ve'mezakas es klal hachomer shebo, which purifies the general physicality of you. Achrei kein then be'efsharuso lavod al tavas hachomer anikras tavas achila. Then you can begin to work on the taiva, the physical taiva that's called the taiva to eat. Avolim klal hachomer shalohugas. But if his physicalness is gross, coarse, kishiyas lavod al tavas achila, so he's going to try to work on stopping the taiva eating, it's not going to work. Because the physical power, force, strength is in all its might. In other words, you've got a body that you've got to work with. You've got to work with the body. The body is a monster. The body is a behemoth. The body is not interested in spiritual development at all. And the more you're going to want to get involved in spiritual development, if you haven't purified the body, it's a lost game. Everything you're doing is going into the tank in the wrong way. So now, the beauty of mitzvahs is Hashem has constructed mitzvahs miraculously in a way that if you do the mitzvahs, it will train the body to be obedient to a higher force and not to become the monster that it is. Just like you take a dog to obedience school and it works, so Hashem takes people to obedience school. That's the obedience of the mitzvahs. When a person gets up for davening every day, right? Now, okay. Many of us, when the alarm rang today, I would just, my body said, just give a turn over, and the next thing you know will be 8 o'clock. And everything will be a lot better. Right? And if I would listen to that body, it would become a lot harder for me to influence that body to be something to think of other things. Right? But there's a mitzvah of learning Torah before you daven and to daven, so I got to get up. So I don't have a choice. And there's laws of kashrus that only enable me to eat certain foods. I can't have everything that I want. And if I'm a daktake, if I'm going to the details, and I'm keeping Chol Yisrael, there's even less foods I can eat. Right? That's good. The body now has been trained. There's only certain limitations that you can have. And then when we start getting into issues of family purity, then there's other types of the body that are being curbed. And as we move along through the different paths, putting on tefillin, putting on tzitzis, all these things, a Baal Taiva, you know, doesn't put on tzitzis. The tzitzis are there to be a constant reminder of the mitzvahs, the mezuzah at the door. These are all physical things that are impacting on me. You know, you can surround yourself with a mezuzah. You know, you're talking about, you know, home decorations. The Torah has plenty. Mezuzahs is the most important home decoration. People say, you know, I have to have pictures, I have to have this, I have to have that. Again, I don't know. I don't know, you know, if Moshe Feinstein had pictures of the Kol Salam HaRavi on his wall. I don't even know if, I'm trying to think if he even had any pictures. Maybe the family. I'm saying, you know, it's not, the most beautiful ornament, and now the home decoration is a mezuzah. That's the decor. What's the word decor mean? No, the English majors here, decor. Got your blueberry, blackberry, can tell us quickly what decor. Right. Decor, ways, how the ambiance should be, you know, like they talk about feng shui. It gives off a aura.
Something pleasing to the heart, that's what they
call it. You know, like you want the house to give you, you know, a certain feeling. So it's no problem. You got 25, 30 doors, so you got to have lots of designs. Got lots of mezuzahs. It's not just one token, one at the front door and one at the back. Got one in every room. So, you know, wherever you look, you see the mezuzah. It reminds you of the Shema. What's the Shema about? It talks about all those things. You know, doing Torah and mitzvahs, it impacts on your body in a very strong way. And it begins to train the body. When you do the mitzvahs, you go through the process of taking, putting your hand into your pocket and giving a looney to a mishulach when he comes. And if they come off, and you do this every day, if you do it a few times a day, you give, you give, you give. You're training the body to give and not to take. That's what the Torah is saying. If you were a farmer, you gave truma and meiser sheni and all the different things, just training you how to get that body to, to now, when you're going to want to go to deeper aspects, you've got to, you know, if you want to teach a dog to do tricks, you first have to train it in regular obedience. Once it's an obedient dog, then you can train it to do tricks. So you want to train the Jew to have good midos. You want to train the Jew to love Hashem. You've got to have an obedient body. And how are you going to love Hashem if you're a Baal Taiva? That's what Rav Olson said. And his commentary on the Tanya that we did a couple of Fridays ago. Right? He says, being born in America makes it very hard for you to love Hashem because you're so involved in your taivas. Right? So therefore, it's not possible. So doing the mitzvahs is God says, we say in the brachas, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvayso v'tzivanu. He sanctified us with the mitzvahs. These mitzvahs make us holy. And he said, how does that happen that if I just put some black boxes and straps on my arms and my head, this is going to make me a holier person? The answer is it does. It does. If you do it and you start thinking about why you're doing the mitzvah, for what purpose, it's able to do these kinds of things to you. Right? So therefore, he's saying, where am I now? The last paragraph there, I think. Adam Shiakaimas a Torah mitzvah, a Torah mitzvah, he's a chasivar. If a person fulfills Torah mitzvahs, the Torah mitzvahs, they themselves purify the limbs. Then you can work on the deeper aspect of taiva in general, lust and desires. That's already a deeper aspect, but you've developed a more obedient body. But if the body is coarse, well, the body parts themselves become coarse because they're not purified through the fulfillment of mitzvahs actively. He's not able to deal with the deeper aspects within himself. If he's going to try, Reishis, the beginning, Yilo, Kashmir is going to be very hard. There's a big conflict within the person. Number one is a conflict. The body is screaming, I want what I want. So what are you talking about? Lofty ideas of doing things Hashem Shemayim and loving Hashem. It's not possible. And more than that, the more you'll work on it, the body will skew what you're trying to do just to make the body even stronger. Make the body stronger. It will take the concepts and distort them. You won't even learn them properly. Vishenis, and the second point is, by doing the mitzvahs, right? Well, if you don't, tenuosav tiena kashviosav, the activities are going to be even harder. There's a stira number one, and just to physically do it, it's going to be almost impossible. So now that's why he says you need to do the mitzvahs. Now there's many more reasons. He's just giving you one reason. It's not the only reason you have to physically do the mitzvahs. Like I've always been saying, doing the mitzvahs tells us if you're honest with who you are. It's honest with who you are. I'm a great person, but you know, actions speak louder than words. People fantasize. There's many fantasizing Jews around who think they're good Jews, but they don't do anything to support what they're saying. And you know, you want to be a good Jew? Show me. Do things, and then at least you've got the impact of what those mitzvahs are doing. Just to think about it, thinking about it really doesn't do much. So we've got to get the body on track. And if you're doing all the mitzvahs, that's why, you know, a lot of, you know, nowadays, okay, people aren't going to be Baal Tshuvas because it's just not going unless you prove it to me. And you got to work a lot of midos now. But, you know, really, if a person would just start keeping Torah mitzvahs, it would do, if you keep Shabbos, just start keeping Shabbos. Keep it the way it should be kept. It has to impact on you. It's the biggest obedience in the world. But as you explain, you say why you're doing this. If they give it a little time, obviously, if they give it a little time, you can't just have to lock the person up for 24 hours and do nothing. But if he does everything, he sings Miro, says all these things, the body gets more refined. Now you got a refined body, you're able to deal with these sophisticated concepts. Okay, now, moving on, now that he's discussed the five aspects of Judaism, now he's going to start to begin to get us into the mindset of the main spirit of this Sefer. So he continues with the words of Lutzaro now, at the bottom of Kuftun Beis. Every one of these klalim, these five rules, five steps of fearing Hashem, working on your midas, loving Hashem, doing things Hashem Shemayim, doing all the mitzvahs, they all need great explanations. But this isn't the purpose of this book. I've looked in the words of the sages. That they made general rules and steps that are different order, different way, and more detailed. What does he mean? Next page. So now the Bavali explains. Kiluk acher yoser prati. What does it mean? Another way of dividing it, more detailed. Hani yoser mufarat. More detailed. Leel ra'inu chamisha chalakim. Before we saw five steps. He's going to now shortly show you 10 steps. We're going to have a 12-step program. We have a 10-step program. This is the first difference between the first order and the other one. In other words, Lutzaro first had to speak from a place where everybody he figured would be familiar. Straight in the Chumash, everybody says that. What does Hashem want from you? These five things. So here's the five. And he's saying, first of all, there's more detail. V'achilak Hasheni, and the second difference of different, not just detail, but like, there's different systems. This is the five steps system. You know, these are the five areas. Now he's going to give you another one, a different focus. So Lutzaro says, Umusur lafi ha'droga mitzterechas from liknos oisem al-nachon. And they're arranged in a way that's necessary to acquire them properly. What does that mean? Chamesh is chalog yishmaralel. The five steps we talked before. Hayira hava licha b'drach v'shem asalei v'shmir skola mitzvahs. Those five steps. Lo nichtavu lefi seder avodah. They weren't written in the order of how you're supposed to serve Hashem. It's not necessarily in this order. First you have the awareness of Hashem. Then you have the love of Hashem. Then you work on your midos. That's not a progression. Masha'en came, but Masha's Bralaham, but the next order he's going to give you. Hainu ha-braisus, Rav Pinchas Ben-Yor, this braisus that he's going to quote from Rav Pinchas Ben-Yor. Sham ha-dvar misudorim, there they're arranged in a specific order. Uvi ha-droga, misarechas bohem, liknes ha-tomachom, in an order that they need to acquire them properly. It's a sequential order. The five in the Chumashim are not a sequential order. Hashem didn't say, first comes, be aware of my presence. Then comes this, and last comes doing the mitzvahs. That was not the order. Why Hashem wrote that, that's another story. But Judaism incorporates all five of these. It incorporates all five of these. But the next order is, no, you gotta do number one, and after you do number one, then you do number two, and you can't skip. Ma'al Seder, what's this order? We're going to see very soon. There's 10 steps. Rabbeinu Yerucham Emir, and Rabbeinu Yerucham, the Mashkiach of Mir, says, he says they're based on the 10 spheros. Come back to the 10 spheros again. Never stop. And we know the spheros are in a sequential order, from Kesser through to Malchus. And you got that. That's an order. That's why Hashem created the world, in that order. Therefore, the arrangement is how you can acquire them in the proper way. That's what Lutzaro just said. It's not a brand new, newfangled idea of 10-step program. But the whole world was created with 10 utterances. God created the world in a very organized, sequential way. God built the world. When you build, you have to build in an order. You build a house, there's got to be an order. You can't say, well, I'll do a little bit of this, a little bit of that, some of the house will come together. No, if you don't first, build the foundation, you ain't got a house finished. If you don't first, put in the structure that's got to be there, you can't put in the paneling and the other things. You can't paint the stuff they haven't put up yet. Yeah, you just can't. There is an order. You can't, maybe at the end you can maybe, when you get into the final interior design, maybe there's a little bit of it there. But pretty much, you gotta go in a certain order. You can't build. And God created the world. It had to be a certain pattern with the 10 utterances. What happened on day one had to be first. On day two had to be second. Day three had to be third. It had to be in that sequential order. Okay? So, Yeshnan Eser Dibros, there's 10 utterances, 10 commandments. Fakol Makbuk Yadu Lesser Spheres, all parallels the 10 spheres. If you can Gamma Bryce or Pinchas Ben Yor, Benuya Al Seder Eser Spheres. So the 10 steps of Rapichas Ben Yor has to be based on 10 spheres. And just quickly runs through them. Malchus Yisod, Hod, and Netzach, going backwards now. Tiferes Kvura Chesed, Bino, Chochma, Vekeser. Those are the 10 going backwards. Well, it depends. Backwards or not backwards, we'll have to see. Shia Madrigal, Yonav Yoshiyoshina, that's the highest level, is Keser. Okay. Vine, Anata, Kaslan Ram Chalak, Tamilavaris, Inina Voda, Shiikara, Chibur, Hamoach, Valet. So up to now, what's Litzadon been busy telling us in his introduction to explain to us the aspect of our service that's primarily based on connecting the mind to the heart. That was the first thing we spent a lot of time. You got to remember what we've been learning here. First idea of it's not just enough to know things, you've got to know them to the point that the heart wants them. He spent a lot of time doing that. And then he spent a lot of time speaking about the five roots, the general klalim of the avodah of a person has to have. At the end of the day, you gotta have all those five. At the end of the day, if you don't love Hashem and you're not aware of His presence and you're not doing things Hashem Shemaim, etc., you ain't a Jew. Those are five things that have to happen. However, kan muva haseder alav boner amchal esifras. Now he's bringing us to order what's basing his sefer on. V'higdelanu ki ein zeh seder stam. He's saying this isn't just stam. I picked 10 out of the hat. If you look in the Sefer Orchas Tzaddikim, it talks about different midos. There's no particular order. You could start any chapter. We never learned Orchas Tzaddikim. Because it talks about Kaas, talks about this, talks about different topics. It's not like one after the other. It's not sequential. It's a great Sefer, but it's not sequential. Sefer Pelayoites, another Sefer called the Pelayoites. Shafshu Mesudluf Alphas. It's arranged according to the letters of the Alphas. It's still not dealing with the order of how we do our Avodas Hashem. It's in the guy's encyclopedia. If you want to know, something about a certain letter, you can find it quickly. Next page. But our Rebbe's have given us a Kabbalah. We have a heritage. The only Sefer that is designed to give you the step-by-step development of the Jew, who's Sefer Mesilas Yesharim. This is Mesilas Yesharim. That's what makes us unique. Because, as we know, Litzado was influenced in a positive way by the new scientific revolution that was based on observation and was based on having systems. Scientists were able to show there are systems in this world. So he says, well, if Hashem made everything into a system, then Yiddishkeit must have a system too. If science has uncovered what Hashem has been doing all along, He has made systems, so then there has to be a systematic approach to Yiddishkeit. Now, there's nothing secular about that, although that did frighten people. Post Shabtai Tzvi era would frighten. What are you talking about scientists for? What kind of goy are you? Right? You say, no. You understand it's part of Hashem's world. So it's got to be part of Torah too. It has to be a systematic approach to Yiddishkeit. And that might make it more successful. Rav Chaim Volozhin had a brother, Zalman. So Vilna Gaon, it's well known, told his student, Rav Zalmala, Shesefer says, yeah, abasis levod asol. That he, Rav Vilna Gaon says, this sefer is the basis of my avodas Hashem, says the Vilna Gaon. Kisharkal is from Ksuvim Bahem Dvarim Nechon. All is from say true things, no question about it. Achem Einam B'nei Mitzur Spina, but not built up in the form of a building, of a structure. Mitzur Shal Seder Avoder, with a shape of how we go around in the order of our service Hashem. Rak HaSefer Mitzvah Shasharim, Hubinin Shalom Shal Seder Avoder. Only Mitzvah Shasharim is a book based on a structure. It's based on the price of Rinkos Ben Yar. Habnuya al Seder Asar Sfiros. That's based on the 10 Sfiros. Vimkena Seder Atzmi Vlo Mekuri. The order is Mikri. The order is essential and not happenstance. It's not the guy said, contrived, I'll make it this way. No, it's the basis of the structure of the world. If you ask someone, does the world have a structure? What does Judaism believe about the structure of the world? You say it has a definite structure. Definite order. Started with Keser, then went down to Chochmah, then went down to Bina, and you've got it straight down all the way down to Malchus. That is the structure, and that is the order that has to be followed, as we've said many times. You gotta follow the order. If you don't follow the order, you will not succeed in building anything up in your life. So, this is, if you're looking for a book on Musar, or whatever you want to call what we're doing here, Avodas Hashem, right? You've gotta have a structure. Finally, now he's giving the words are all now in the Mesil Shasharim. This is all found in the Braisa. It's brought in many places in Shas. One of them is in the chapter in Mesechas Avodah Zarah. Zelashonim. This is the words of the Gemara now. Mikan Amar Pichlas B'Yar. From here, Rav Pichlas B'Yar said the following. Torah mevi'a l'dei zehirus. Torah brings you to zehirus, to watchfulness. That's number one, watchfulness. Zehirus mevi'a l'dei zrizus. Watchfulness brings you to alacrity. Number two. Zrizus mevi'a l'dei nekiyus. Alacrity brings you to cleanliness. Doesn't mean cleanliness of, you know, physical, but make sure that everything you do is clean from any aveira. Nekiyus mevi'a l'dei precious. Cleanliness brings to abstinence. Precious mevi'a l'dei tahara. Abstinence brings to purity. Tahara mevela de chasidus. Tahara brings to chasidus. Now this is even the chasidim before the chasidim. This is in times of the Gemara.
So what does it mean
here? That's what the book's going to talk about. Chasidus mevela anova, that brings to humility. Anova mevela de yirushchet, brings you to the fear of sin. Yirushchet mevela de kedusha, that brings you to holiness. Kedusha mevela de ruach hakodesh, brings you to ruach hakodesh. That's number 10. Resurrection of the dead. Resurrection of the dead is not a mitzvah, that's what you can do. Right? So you start from Torah. Torah is not number one. Torah is before it. Then you have 10 steps. And then you have Tchias Amesim. Why is Torah not one of the steps? Because Torah preceded creation. Torah, but no, it's not the first one. Torah brings you to that.
So doesn't that mean?
No, but if you count them, count them. You have Zehirus, Zrizus, Nekius, Precious, Tahara, Chasidus, Anova, Yerushchet, Kedusha, Ruach HaKodesh. It's ten. Then you got bookends. You got Torah before that, and Tchias HaMesim on the other side. Right? Now, V'chasidus Gedula Mikulam, and he says Chasidus is greater than all of them. How does that fit in? Shenemar oz dibarti b'chazon lachasidecha. Then I spoke in a vision to your chasidim. Okay, so that's the gemara. That's the price. Now we go back to the words of the Bavavi. Kamor, as we said, Muduver Khan Esra Madrid, you're talking about 10 levels. V'hein matchilos numato l'malo. They're starting from down to up. Okay, this is the what do you call it? The down up. This is the way they call it. No, it's
ascending.
Whatever. Torah mevia lidei zehirus. Torah is bringing you to zehirus. Zehirus u avoda rishona. Zehirus, watchfulness, is the first part of the avoda. Lach mekan zrizus. Then comes alacrity. Lach mekan nikius. Then comes cleanliness. And kena braisa benuya betzura shel avoda mitat leila. It's the bottom up approach. How you build. That's how you build a structure. Mehamalchus, and he's telling you which spheres. It's from Malchus, you saw it's going that way, till you come to Kesef. This is the order that he's going. Bottom up. Oh, it's going to get very confusing the next page now. You're going to say, well, what direction do we go? Well, bottom up, as opposed to... You have to remember, when God created the world, did God have to develop God?
No.
No, God's already fully developed. So when God created the world, he went from top down. The human being is the opposite. He has to go from down up. Okay? In other words, as God created the world, with every dibur, more or less, it's hard to say it, but there was more covering of Hashem. As the world went on, there was more covering of Hashem. But he had to let more tzimtzum to cover more. But that produced the end result of the world. Creation of the world was a descent from God's realm. It was a lowering, so you're going down. If you want to build the human being up, the human being starts from nothing. The human being starts from being an animal, a rational animal. He wants to be godly, he has to go from down to up. Do you understand? Let's go from down to up. So obviously you're going to see there's different systems that can play over here. He says, "Be'emes b'cholos." You look in general. Yeshem arba sidurim lavoda. There are four different orders to avodas Hashem. He's not going to detail the other three. You have momata lamala, from down to up. Odamaska lamata olamal. Person starts at the bottom and goes to the top. You have another system, momata lamata, from the top to the bottom. That's another possible system. Then you got avodas b'derech alachsonis. Then you have a what do you call it? Not a scale. Alachson is a. No, angle, like you're going at
an incline.
Good, but an incline, like this. This is bottom up, and this is incline. But it's different. Then you have a vasacha, same as if that's all at the same time. You do them all at the same time. Kloma, what does he mean to say? Now I don't want to get hung up on these details. Now he's going to spend a bit of time on it and. I don't really know how worthwhile it is, because it's really technical and we have a million questions. I'd rather run through this more because it's taking us away a bit. He's just trying to explain, like, so why is there, you know, different systems around? Because there's different times to use different systems. There's many systems around, and there's times we're going to work on certain systems, some other systems. If you're doing tshuva, there's one system you're doing. If you're trying to build a structure, it's one thing. What if you have a structure that's broken? Then you have to use a different system. So there's different systems for different times. But klomer, yesh netzuras avoda shel aliyah b'derech hashar. Sometimes there's a system of doing avoda, it's ascending in a straight way. Madrega achar madrega, level after level. That's what Lutzada just brought down. Zehu slum ragil, that's your average ladder. Shliva achar shliva, step after step. However, there is a problem with that. Amnam mis aifim, but people get tired out. You climb a ladder, try to climb a ladder, it doesn't end. It's, you know, whatever, very hard. You have to stop somewhere in the middle. You get tired. It's much harder. Acholim ahar yosef, but you get up faster. Next page. Yeshon avoda shal aliyah b'tzera lachsonis. Then you have, what did we say, what's the word you told me?
Incline.
The incline way. Shipachas ma'yefes. It tires you out less. You don't get as tired. That's a simple idea. You know, people can go on an incline. When you go to the stadiums, they don't have steps. You know, not in the beginning. It's a ramp. A ramp, you can go easy. Don't get so tired out. When you start climbing the steps, right? When we went to the game in Buffalo, first there's a number of ramps to get you to the 300 level. When you're at a 300 level, then you're taking steps. And then all of a sudden you get tired. So it's less tiring. However, ach mispareses alzman Rav Yosef, it takes a bit longer to do it. So that's another system. So it depends how strong you are. If you're a strong person, you could take the ladder. It'll get you to the top quickly. If you're weak, you're going to have to take the ramp, which will get you there, but it'll take longer. But it still will get you there. Haseder shesider kan ramchal pi abraisel rav pichos ben yar mesuder lefi tvisas halia hayishara shalav acharei shalav kmo sulam. The order that Lutzada is presenting from pichos ben yar, that is the straight ladder, step after step, Kamo Sulam. That's the fundamental and basic order of all orders. That is the order that one really will have to have, fundamentally. There's other ways of service, in addition, that are also correct. If you're going to go up on a ramp, that's also an acceptable fashion. If a person is disabled, that's the only way they're going to get up. You have to build a ramp. Well, because I can't do one step. I'm not able to. So maybe there's certain people that can't take it step after step the way Lutzado says. So you got to go to ramp. It means till you get to every step, you got to. It's a lot of mini steps, a lot of little mini steps to get from one step to the other. Right? The only question is, ma ramat hazavit shalom. Okay, this is a scientific term. I guess what's the angle? At what degree? I think are you making the changes? You know. And I'm not exactly sure. It must be some mathematical, like a geometric term. Maybe the slope. Maybe the slope could be ramat. Ramat means the height of the angle. All right, the slope. Straight up is a 180 degree angle. No, straight is 180 degrees.
90.
It's 90? Straight is 90?
180 is flat.
Well, if you're here and you're going straight, it's
90.
Okay, 90 degree angle.
Yeah, straight up.
Whatever. Anyway, the question is, it's of degree. It's a question of degree. Mitzat kach mishtana kol sirah. Therefore, the order will change based on the degree. L'chein motzi'in anu b'harbei svarim kidoshim sidre v'ayri shem lehed yafuchi v'devei v'shol shem. Go look in some holy books, they're the exact opposite of Mesil Shishar. You say it's wrong, it's machlok, it's not, depending on the type of person, what they can handle. There are those who wonder. You must say to Rabbani al Pieser spheres, if the Seder is built on 10 spheres, I have anything else. Just one more paragraph. As a result, you say, you know what? That author, he didn't know Kabbalah. Because he didn't write in the order of Mesilas Yesharim, that's not in Kabbalah. That's not true. It's a different system. Guy who writes a sefer for handicapped people has a very different system. Chas v'shalom, God forbid, Ramchal Sidra Sifro v'Seder Aliyah Shalav Acheshlav. Well, Tzad wrote it in the latter way. Al v'hechad yitach m'shalom yavor v'tzur Hashem. But definitely someone can serve Hashem in a different order. Keep it pnimius gufa, because even in pnimius, even in kabbalistically, the deeper way, yeshem storm m'storm Hashem. There's different orders, different arrangements. And the top-down approach is not the only way to go. Okay, so we're going to stop here, and tomorrow we'll move on with the timing. Okay.